You're listening to SBS News.
At a shopping mall in Russia's capital, Moscow, a long line of people queue to enter the Japanese clothing retailer Uniqlo, eager to buy goods before the company suspends operations in the country. Uniqlo's owner, Fast Retailing, was prominent among major international brands, saying it would continue doing business in Russia after Western nations imposed trade and banking sanctions following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But now the company's changed its position, announcing it will temporarily close its 49 stores there.
While continuing our Uniqlo business in Russia, it has become clear to us that we can no longer proceed due to a number of difficulties. We condemn all forms of aggression that violate human rights and threaten the peaceful existence of individuals.
Dozens of Western consumer brands have curtailed operations in Russia to comply with sanctions or due to supply disruptions. Among them are Apple, Nike, Coca-Cola, Starbucks, Levi Strauss, Zara, and IKEA. When asked about the departure of major international companies, this Russian shopper expressed concern for workers.
It's sad that so many world brands suspend their work in Russia, and it's too bad that so many people will be out of jobs. This situation is awful, and I hope that soon everything will change and return to normal.
McDonald's, which has closed over 800 restaurants, says it will continue to pay salaries to its 62,000 employees. An assistant professor of political science at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, Paul Musgrave, says the fast food chain's support of its workers won't stop a Russian backlash.
Seeing yet another major Western brand exit the Russian market is not going to be something that Russian consumers, or even more importantly, Russian political leaders, are going to quickly forget.
Russian retailers and producers will pick up trade with the departure of their international rivals. Chinese brands could also fill the void. But the value of the ruble has plummeted under the strain of sanctions, reducing the buying power of consumers. The cost of goods has risen, and ordinary Russians are having to consider what they spend their money on. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.